Atma. Now here afterwards, this very idea that has been said, or the lower self and the higher self and their relationship and how the lower must strive to reach the higher, the whole thing has been made into this inimitable, immortal, unforgettable metaphor of the chariot. At that time, chariot was only there. Today, you can consider it as a motor vehicle. So you can, in your mind, consider breakfast. Terrible metaphor. Unless the metaphor is over, I will not leave you. I mean, that is between. The metaphor of the ratha, chariot. Chariot, you can consider it in your own mind, you consider it in the car. Because you will never be able to conceive the chariot. Chariot are the vehicles that were drawn at that time by the horses. Victoria. What do you call that? Victoria, isn't it? Never mind. All right. Buggies. You can consider, but that is that time, you know. You won't understand it. So you consider it as a car. Atmanam rathinam vidhi. Shariram rathamevatu. Buddhim tu saradim vidhi. Mana pragrahamevacha. Now, he says, Arjuna, Nachiketas, you are a baby, you conceive like this. Then you will understand the whole thing quickly. Atmanam radhinam vidhi. Understand you yourself, the Atman, the self, as you, and you the Atman, not the Atman. You the individuality, the PFT. You consider yourself as the master in the chariot, in the taxi, the master, the customer of the taxi. So the driver came, opened it. You got it, sat down. And when you're sitting down in a taxi, generally you spread. Because after all, I am paying. So I must enjoy the whole. You are sat down. You are the master. Atmanam rathinam vidhi. Shariram rathameva. And where is that this great taxi available? Sharir, your body. Your body is the vehicle. And you are the master of it. Oh, not bad. That is possible. Because in this body, this vehicle with which I move about wherever I want to go, who is the master in it?
I myself.
True. Buddhim tu saradhim vidhi. Chauffeur driven car. It's not ordinary. And who is the charioteer? Meaning, the driver? Buddhi, the intellect. Is it not? This vehicle, where it should go, where it should not go, how it should go, who decides? I see. So the chariot is the body. There sits you, the master. And the clean intellect, discriminative intellect is the driver. Mana pragraha me vacha. And the mind is the pragraha, the steering wheel, the reins by which you control the horses. Think of that. Is it not with the mind that you turn? And who turns it? The buddhi is the discriminative intellect. I don't want this. I want that. In cafeteria, when you go there, what to eat, who decides? How did you reach the cafeteria? In the body. And after going there, the mind is worried. What to take, what to take. And who is to decide it? Today I take only salads. Why? I feel like a tail coming out. Horns are there. Today I'll take that. Today then I'll take that. No. Salad, leave it back and then change the mind. It's the intellect that is driving. With the help of the steering wheel, the reins. So, all the details being, this much of data is given. So, the vehicle is command, body, and the master in this is myself. And the driver is the intellect, and the driver's steering wheel is the mind, the reins, right.